Exercise 4, page 94. Speaker 1.
I went travelling around the Far East between my second and third years. I slept out under the stars, swam in the clearest water I'd ever seen, and met the most interesting people. I could really switch off and just spend the time enjoying myself. When I got back, I found that I had more energy for work and could concentrate much better. I can honestly say that it gave me a real boost for my final year.
Speaker 2.
Thinking back, I'm surprised I decided to do it at all. 12 months teaching English in an African village. I'd never been on my own before, and my mum had always done all the cooking, cleaning and ironing for me. Living in the village forced me to do everything for myself. And guess what? I found that I could do it. It wasn't easy, that's for sure, but I now know what I'm capable of when I set my mind to something.
Speaker 3.
I thought that after secondary school and college, things would get better. But if anything, they got worse at university. Lectures, essays, deadlines, exams twice a year, it never seemed to stop. That's why I took some time out. I didn't go abroad like some of my university friends. No, I helped out at a couple of local charities. It did me the world of good to get away from the daily life of a student and do something different, even if it was just for a year.
Speaker 4.
A few of us from university decided to travel the world during our gap year. We didn't have any money, but wherever we went, we'd work for food and accommodation, with just enough left over to move on to the next country. It was an amazing time. We knew we got on well or we wouldn't have gone together. But at the end of the year, we were like family. Now that we've finished uni, we still see each other all the time, and that's never going to change.
Speaker 5. I wanted to take a gap year, but I also wanted to use the skills I was learning at uni. As a medical student, there were lots of places I could have gone, but I chose a project in South America, where I was helping blind children. Before I left, I wasn't sure where I wanted to practice, hospitals, surgery, etc. But those few months made my mind up. I now work all over the world for Médecins Sans Frontières, and that's all because of my time in South America.